Good afternoon. I'm Leslie Smith for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. We'll take a look at how your grain markets close this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2015. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission and Dr. Jeff Edwards, Extension Small Grain Specialist for Oklahoma State University, reminds you to keep an eye on your wheat crop during the winter months.
Keep an eye on those crops and see basically the greenness of the crop and see how they're making it through the winter and monitor the nitrogen status in those fields. You know, in the southern Great Plains, we don't have the luxury that they do in other wheat production regions in that we have a lot of acres to cover and our rainfall is very unpredictable. For that reason, we can't make as many just-in-time top dress applications, and we've got to get those rigs rolling there in early to mid-January to make it across those acres and have the nitrogen out there for when the rain does hopefully come in January and February to move that nitrogen into the soil profile.
OSU's Dr. Jeff Edwards. Wheat Watch 2015 is a service of the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for Oklahoma wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain futures continued their slide today in the corn and beans. Corn closed down 7 to 8 cents, with December corn down 7.5 at 3.96¾. Beans down 12 to 13 cents on the front end. November new crop beans down 10¼ at 9.41 and a quarter. And then wheat gave back some of yesterday's gains, down 9 to 10 cents in Chicago, with July Chicago down 9¾ at 5.06¾. And then Kansas City wheat down 11¾ in July to $5.48. The charts are looking pretty negative as the market sold off after hitting the 50-day moving average in July. Kansas City wheat, they hit $5.64.5 was the high today. Well, that average was $5.63.5. So after hitting that and selling off, there will be a lot of people look at that and say, if it can't break through that moving average, then the trend is going to remain lower. Of course, the wheat crop looks pretty good at this point in here in the southern plains, but we do need rain to go ahead and finish it out as temperatures get warmer this spring.
We'll have more market analysis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were the traders looking at today?
Hedge funds returned to the sell side today in the opposite of what they did yesterday, especially in wheat futures. They're short a significant amount of wheat, a little bit under 300 million bushels, which if you look, that's over 10% of the total wheat production here in the U.S. So any sort of suggested information that the crop may turn around or be less production, that's going to cause short covering and rally like we saw yesterday. Now this Friday, we're going to have the Informa Economics acreage numbers. That'll be Friday morning. Everybody's really watching the corn and bean acreage estimates and a little bit of the cotton acreage estimates. With current prices and current budgets penciling in negative numbers, it's very important where you're going to start in terms of what you're going to plant. Doesn't look like much of a change for wheat acres, but you just never know about corn. Most people are calling for quite a bit of an increase on bean acres and then a decrease on corn acres. Bean acres will be a record, or it's estimated to be a record. We'll know Friday. And then on March 31st, the USDA will come out with their latest number for acres overall. Outside markets are still pretty negative to the commodity complex in general.
And your number?
877-431-9805.
Thank you, Justin. In recapping your markets, April live cattle up 37 at 153.57, June up 50 at 145.47. April feeder cattle down 2 at 210.02, while May was up 2 at 208.92. April lean hogs down 42 at 61.77, June down 45 at 75.80. In your grain markets, May Kansas City wheat down 12 and a quarter and 542 and three quarters. July down 11 and a quarter and 548 and a half. May Chicago wheat down 10 and a half at 503 and one half. May corn 8 lower at 371. July down 8 at 379. May soybeans down 14 and three quarters at 954 and one half. July down 14 and a quarter at 959 and a half. May cotton down 28 at 60.21 and July down 31 at 60.83. That's a market update for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Leslie Smith.